मनुभवे सखी पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम तस्याग्रजगुरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोस्तवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतितकृपया से गुरुं तं नतो वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे बिंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणार्थिनः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतु तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां शरणान्ति
आई वाज एंगेज्ड इन डिस्कसिंग समथिंग देयर सो हाफ एन आवर आई बिकेम लेट
No, here
then
come late to
Prasad. Anyhow, I was informed late. I have begun after first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine cantos. We have entered in 10th canto. Why Krishna descended in this world? I told so many reasons. His establishing Yugdharma and to kill the demons was not prominent reason. It has been done by Mahavishnu, Garbhodashai or Shirodashai. Easily they can have done. But there were some reasons. That is why Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he ordered Garbhodashai to tell Brahma that myself has known all the reasons. I have to play more roles, especially I will have to taste madhur ras. I will have to give a sprinkle prem. I will give this prem, which is very rare for Brahma and Shankar. I will give to creepers even, to trees, to animals also. So without Krishna, anyone cannot give this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, so he gave it. Otherwise he could not have. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than himself Krishna. He is not manifestation of Krishna. He is not anything else. No prakash, nothing but himself Krishna. With the mood of Srimati Radhika and beauty of Radhika. So Krishna is Mahaprabhu is conjugal. More powerful, more merciful than Krishna even, and Srimati Radhika even, because he is conjugal. Mahabhav Rasaraj Sharu. Mahabhav is Srimati Radhika, and Rasaraj is himself Krishna. Combined both. So mercy has Caesar so much. So we are now going to explain some pastimes of Krishna. You should always remember that Satang Prasangam Virjasam Vidau Bhavantarisha Karana Rasayana Katha Tajosanat Asu Apabarg Vartmani Saddha Rati Prema Bhakti Anukramishyati. By Tattvagan it will not come. By Tattvagan we cannot give our all kinds of offenses or unearth. We cannot. But easily hearing pastimes of Krishna. Krishna will himself enter over these ears, and from there he will come here. And he will make a very good asana, pure asana for himself, and he will sit forever. Very easily he will come. So, nivritta tarsai upagiyamanat bhavsadat saptir manobhiramat kaha uttam shlok gunanubadat virajyet vina pasuknat. Those who are not hearing, there are no a very little grit to hear, no taste for hearing Krishna Katha. They are like hunters. They kill all and they kill themselves all, both. The Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, coming from the mouth of Nivritta Trishna. Who is Nivritta Trishna? Sukhdev Goswami. No worldly requirements. He is not covered with gyan and karma, anything. So it's very powerful. He has taken Krishna, controlled his Krishna in his heart. So if he is telling anything, Harikatha, then it is a very powerful medicine for all. That is, nivritta tarsai upagiyamanat. What is the meaning of upagiyamanat? Hearing from Gurudev without any stop, with so great honor and affection, with so shraddha. I think that honor cannot cover the meaning of shraddha. No? So shraddha is something more better than honor. Honor cannot give the full meaning. So we should hear. This will be the medicine for all in this world. Upagiyamanat, up means nirantar, continuously. Up means serving Gurudev. Asking some questions. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. And always hearing. Those who have heard from his Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, they are nivritta trishna, like Sukadeva Goswami. He has continually heard from Vyasadeva. So if anyone hear this, three classes of persons, those who are Vishayi, always what? Always material enjoyment they are. And those who are impersonalist. They don't believe in the shape, quality, eternal or transcendental shape, qualities, power, Harikatha. They don't believe. For them also, Jnani, Yogi, Karmi, Tapasvi, for all. And those who are Ekant, one-ended Bhakta, ananya bhakta. Also for a premi bhakta, those who are bhakta, bhakta means devotees. Out of that, all the associates of Narayan, associates of Ramachandra, associates of Dwarkadhis, and those who are playing, serving Krishna eternally in Golok Vrindavan from there also. What to tell them? It can bring Krishna charm also Krishna and Srimati Radhika. It can charm Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if a person like him is glorifying all these things. So those who have no taste to hear all these things, they are like hunters. Never tatarsai rupagiyamanat baushadhat manobhiramat kautam slok gunanubadat virajjet bina pasugnat. Pasugnat. Pasu means life. Life of himself. He is killing himself. Pasu means all the living beings. These are also pasu. All kinds of animals, these are all pasu. And who is Pasupati? Shankar is told to be Pasupati. Not of animals, his master or father. His master of all living entity. So these are pasu. Those who killing himself, others are pasughati, those who are not hearing this. So we must hear. Because when a pure devotee telling Harikatha, a spontaneous coming, what is that slok? Tasmin mahan mukharitang madhubhis charitra. Madhubhis charitra. Who is Madhubhi? Madhu. Who is he? Krishna himself. Very sweet like Madhu, more than Madhu. So he is Madhu. Madhupati he is called. Not by killing Madhu. This is very ordinary meaning. Here Madhu means nectar. What nectar? Transcendental nectar. Krishna is rasa, rasaraj he is. His ocean of love and affection. So, here, if anyone telling a spontaneous is coming, it is like Mansarovar. Hundreds of rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, Brahmaputra, Sindhu, and all are coming from Mansarovar. But never it becomes empty, always full to brim. So, a devotee like Sukhdev Goswami, Narad Goswami and all others, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswamis, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all in our discipline, all the acharyas like this, full of nectar of Krishna, conjugal. So if anyone here, he will forget his hunger to take water, all kinds of fears, and he will test so much nectar. So we must hear Harikatha. We should hear, if you have honor, we can hear all the, he is telling in the beginning of 10th canto. If you have honor, you can gradually hear all. You should finish 9 cantos. And you will be qualified to hear with honor Krishna pastimes. So you must hear. After that he has told in 33 chapter in Rasa Panchadhyayi in the last that by hearing the pastimes of Krishna must hear that bhavi is that we must hear otherwise it will
harmful for
you if you are not carrying order, obeying him. So you must hear. with very carefully, with honor, and then by hearing bhakti will come in your heart, and then all your worldly desires, all bad things will have no space to live there. So gradually they will go away. And the heart will be pure. Or your Krishna Kami will come and the Hrit will, rogue will go away gradually. There is no other any way to give up or anuts and all offenses. So he is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to him. One Shankar came. He knew his meditation that Lord of Lords, the cause of all world, Anadi Swayam and Adi of all, Sarva Karan Karanam, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Rodi Govinda, Sarva Karanam. He had descended here. So he came from Kailash, riding in the very big bull, that is Nandi, having in hand Trishul,
Trigon.
And he has so many serpents here in neck, like ornaments here in anklet, everywhere. And they were like doing like here. Also in hands, here also. And very sweet Ganga was there. Also half of the moon, Ashtami moon, Ashtami means 8th day of moon, was here. And he has some Asthi Mala, you know? Asthi means?
Garland of skull, made of skull.
Not a skull, and also some
bones,
dry bones. And riding on the bull, very fearful. And he came there. And he came to Gokul. And he came down from the bull. And he tightened bull in any tree. And in any place, he gave his trishul there, tri dragons there. And he began to play with dum 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 dum, very
boom, boom, boom.
He sent any message to Yashoda Devi. Tell Mother Yashoda that I have come to see your son. Let me see for a moment and I will go away. But Yashoda told, I will never show my son to you, that very dangerous figure. Yogi, Mahajogi. When my son will see his big bull, and he has fearful appearance with all these serpents, then my boy will
live.
And I think there is the Najar. Najar, you know? In
bad
India,
person.
Bad persons, if you see any boy, then he becomes very weak and he may die by this unauspicious vision of that. So that yogi will give that unauspicious vision. So I will not show my child, my son. He was waiting, Shankar, and telling that I have come from so long distance from Kailash. I have so many business to do, so Mother Yashoda kindly may show his. I will take a glance of that and I will return. But Yashoda was not ready. Then he took his and began to play very well, very big sound coming. And the boy in the lap of Yashoda was weeping bitterly. As much as he was doing so, and he was bitterly, loudly, louder. Then all the Sakhi told, Sakhi, you know the meaning of Sakhi? Friend, But Sakhi, Sakhi, why you are not showing your child to that? He is Mahajogi, he can do anything. So for your welfare of your son, you should show your child. Because he is very Hatha Yogi. Hatha Yogi, you know?
With the desire, he fulfills his desire.
Hatha Yogi means he can do any unfair things to your child. He is so powerful. He is a Siddha Yogi. Shankar was telling, requesting again and again. So Yashodama, hearing the words of his Sakhis, she told that, yes, I will show her, for a glance, for a moment. So he gave very big causal, like here. Causal, you know? Very big causal, like this. And he gave a tilak here, black, round. And he gave some black black here, thread, guchha ke ki bole here, threads, so many threads on here, also in ankle, and so many black things in his neck, and covered with black cloth, and very carefully she took and went to Shankar, where he was, very eager to see Krishna. So he took the cloth from mouth of Krishna, and she told that, look, at once, I'm going, and very like a flashing light, he saw his son to Kailashpati, seeing Krishna, taking darshan of Krishna. At once Shankara stood up, began to dance, hairs were standing, tears were coming, he was shaking, and so many ashtasaptik bhav came. Yashoda at once ran to her home. Shankara was satisfied. He thought that my life is successful. Someone think that Krishna and Shankar is same, but not same. Shankar is the eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal. Das of Das. Not only Das. So, Krishna is root of all, Ram, Nisinga, Vaman, Parshuram, all, and even these
semi-gods
like Shankar, Brahma, Indra, and all. Once Krishna was playing naked with Dam, Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam, Isto, Krishna, Lavanga, Shuval, Madhumangal, Arjun, Ujjwal, all were naked, age about 2.5. They are playing very nearer to Yashoda Bhavan Raman Reti, with sands, making one, this is my house, you should not come in my house, enter, this is my house, like a wall of sands, very little, and playing. In the meantime, Krishna disturbed Sidam wall, then he broke the wall of Krishna, and they began to fight, and at last Sidam defeated Krishna. But at the same time, Krishna, with a very good play, he defeated both each other. In the meantime, they saw that a big rishi like Durvasa is there, and standing, and he is looking after this place. He was so much charmed. And he was stand, only looking after the child. Krishna saw from a distance and he came running. Baba, 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 you know? The very honorable addressing to any saint, Vaishnava. Baba, Baba, can you tell that I have defeated Sridham? In the meantime, Sridham came running. Baba, you saw that I have defeated Krishna? He is telling that. Can you tell? He is telling. Can you tell that I have defeated Krishna? And Krishna is telling, I have defeated Sridham. He was not in a mood to tell anything. He became like dumb. And he at once sat down. Krishna came in his lap and took his beard. Baba, Baba, why you are not telling? Are you dumb? Then he could not speak anything. In the meantime, Krishna laughed, smiled, and he came in the mouth of Krishna. For lakhs and lakhs years, in the mouth of Krishna, he was roaming here, there. Ne? And he saw pralaya. Pralaya means?
Destruction.
That is, whole world covered with water. No space was there. Only some Krishna land, Mahaprabhu land were there. Everything was covered with whole water. And he was going here and there, and he was so thirsty and he was so hungry, anything was not for him. After that he crossed Birja and went to Golok, here, there. And lakhs worlds where Krishna pastimes were going continuously, from this world to that, that to that, that. And it took several lakhs years. In any Gokul Braja of any world, Krishna was playing the same role in this world, in Vrindavan. And there also he went and Krishna was telling like him. And when Krishna smiled, he came out of the mouth. And then he flat on the lotus feet of Krishna. I have seen so many things. I am thinking that these are dreams, but never dream. Reality I have seen. So he is certainly God of God, Sarvakaran Karanam. Once, now Krishna has become of 2.5 years. He has now so many friends. So many friends. Very modern. Now he cannot remain in his Yashoda Bhavan, Yashoda's house. He comes out of his house. Now he has some taste of butter and misery and all the other things. Sometimes taking his whole party, goes to a gopi house. And he tells a friend that you should take this cough free. He was banded in any fair that he should not take whole milk of his mother. So he was banded. But when a friend of Krishna set free, and he went to her mother cow and began to take milk. And Krishna told the son of same lady whose house was, and she was churning, and telling, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo. When he heard that my calf has been set free and he is taking milk of cow, at once he left that and ran to catch his calf. In the meantime, Krishna with very big party, all chatushan, quite naked, they entered the room and they took all the butters, divided among them and distributed it among monkeys. All there like monkey. And she is coming. One eyes to that mother gopi and another taking all these things. And very soon they took all and they left the home. When she returned, she saw that, where is my curd, where is my butter? He said that everything has been looted. She ran to Yashoda, your child is so notorious. Please take careful care of this. Otherwise, in the future life, he will be very
backward
or anything. You cannot control her. Another day, he went to, and it, Gopi was waiting for Krishna, that when Krishna will come, I will catch the hand of Krishna, and I will take it to Yashoda, because Yashoda never trust in my words. She tells that, oh, my son is sleeping. My son does not know any to how to
thief
or anything. He is very good boy. He never believes on us. So I will catch hold of that boy and I will take personally rendered to his mother. So he was quite ready. There was no lamp, and she was
hiding herself
in the corner of that room. Krishna came with her party and told that you should be outside. I am coming, taking the pot of butter. He entered the room. The beauty of Krishna was so enlightened, so much that it became like light, and easily he searched where it was kept. And he took it. In the meantime, when he was taking some in mouth and some with pot, he was going out. She caught red-headed to Krishna. Oh boy, what are you doing? Nothing, mother, nothing, mother. Why entered this room? I think that you are my mother, and this house is mine, so I entered. I have never come to take anything. So why you entered? Oh, this is my room. And he smiled in such a way that Krishna took his hand and he at once ran away. And she was looking. He could not tell anything. Next day or anywhere else, Krishna entered in a gopi room. And she was eager to catch hold. She caught Krishna red-handed. Oh, you have come to stole my makkhan. I will take you to your mother. And he covered with cloth, and it was some Brahmam Horta darkness. And he was taking and chastising Krishna. Krishna was telling that, mother, 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 I will never come, but you should not take me to my mother. He will chastise me. But she was strong-minded that she should take there to her mother. When he entered the Yashoda Bhavan, and he called Yashoda Devi, oh sister, come on and see your boy. I have caught red-headed. She came, Yashoda. When he took the cover of mouth of Krishna, he saw that the son of that very lady Gopi was he not Krishna. Yashoda told, oh, he is not my son, your son is here. Why you brought your son? Oh, I know that my son is so pure and he is not a thief. In the meantime, Krishna weeping from the
court
of Yashoda, the palank of Yashoda, he came like, mother, mother, see, they are always doing like this, abusing me. I never know all these sick tricks. They only want me to go there, and that is why sometimes I go, but I never stole anything, steal anything. One day he went in another gopi's house. She catch hold of Krishna. They have done so much austerities, aradhana for lakhs and lakhs, but to see all these things, to enjoy, to love Krishna so affectionately. So Krishna is going, but anyone like Duryodhan or anyone, he will give all things preparation speed. He will never look after that. But to his bhakti, he takes forcibly, like Siddhartha, Mahaprabhu. He was quarreling with Mahaprabhu. I am a very poor man. Why you are always quarreling with me to take my this sack?
Banana flower.
I know this thing. I cannot give. I will have to serve Ganges. Oh, Ganges. Ganges is my wife. Hari, don't tell. It is a very big offense. Hari, you don't know he is my wife. She is my wife. Very dear wife. Like this. So Krishna entered in Gopi house. She was ready from first. She asked Krishna, why you came here and why you are stealing this makhan and this butter? I am not selling anything, but I was searching my cough. From evening he is, I don't know where he has gone. So I was searching and I saw that perhaps he may jump in your pot. your coffee is here? Yes, I can see. So I have come to search him. And Krishna gave his hand on the pyre and he brought up a very little cup that Nanda Baba has given to play marble. This is my cup. I was only searching. She told that, yes, I admit it. But why butter is here, yours? Why here? You can search by hand, by mouth you are searching? Yes. That is the thing, that when I have taken some butter, I put my hand in that pot. So much butter was in my hand here, there. And some monkeys were following me and they jumped over me and they took butter and also they gave like this. She began to laugh, and in the meantime when she was laughing, he ran with his party and went to just here and there. So always doing like this. One gopi told that, if you'll come tomorrow, I will see you. I will punish you. Krishna told that, if you are not keeping butter for me, then I will come and I will do like this to your son. He hidden himself everything. She took all the butter pots and she hid it. Krishna came and saw that no, there is no butter and everything, anything here. So he became angry. And he went to his son who was sleeping on the way and he pinched. And he began very loudly. And the minute Krishna ran away from that place. So doing all these things. Why doing? For previous births. Gopis have no birth. They are not any one of them are
not conditioned.
They have not come for that. They are not Baddhamukta. They are not Sadhan Siddha. Eternal associates of Krishna. They like Krishna. And that is why they wish like this. They are thinking, why they are doing complaint to Yashoda? Why? They are thinking that Yashoda is unfortunate. Why unfortunate? We are seeing and testing all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. But Yashoda is deprived of all. Krishna does not do anything these pastimes in the house of Yashoda. So she is not fortunate. So we should tell anything, these all nectars to Yashoda. So they are telling all these things. That how beautiful, how sweet is your son. So in this way they were telling all to Yashoda, like a complaint. But it was not complaint, it was what thing?
Praise of his child.
But Yashoda thought, my boy is going, perhaps being what?
Notorious.
I should take care. Otherwise, he may be become any notorious. Kato holo? 55 minutes have gone?
45.
Achha, you should end.
35.
Namaminam. Nandanam. Namaminam. Namami Yasodanam.
Namami 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 Namami
once Krishna was playing naked with naked friends of Krishna, Dam Sudam, and all on Brahmand Ghat. Have you seen Brahmand Ghat in Vrindavan? On the bank of sacred river, transcendental river, Yamuna. Very near to this house of Yashoda Devi. All were praying there. At once, Madhumangal, Sridham, all were clapping their hands and laughing so loudly. Krishna thought that, why all are laughing so and clapping? He saw towards his brother, elder brother, Ram, Balaram. He was also so happy and clapping hands with them. All were clapping and looking towards Krishna. Why you are clapping and so laughing? Madhumangal told, now you have realized this fact that you are not son of Yashoda and Nanda. Anywhere you are orphan, your any other mother has given birth to you, and he is kept in a cave of